About 20 minutes to finish up with all the key intel she's got and all her sources, and you better believe she's got them. As you've seen, an active coup against Hegseth so they can then claim Trump's a war criminal, because they're going to use that as, you know, the evidence of it when there is no evidence. This is so important. And all these attacks are coming together right now to get this done at that time. Then I'm going to get into the other big geopolitical developments. The EU, NATO sabotaging the peace deal again, which we predicted they would do. Putin's statements on it. The IRA has been fired back up as the new IRA in Ireland over the UN globalist invasion with the invaders. So that's all coming up. And then we've got some of the background on Hunter Biden and the Biden family's lawyer being the lawyer for South Park and being behind all these attacks on the administration, which they have a First Amendment right to do. I'm all for it. We just have a right to expose what they're up to, what they're engaged in, and how they're trying to undermine and act like Trump's a dictator when he's not. It's the Democrats that want to sell this country out. The Republicans, you know, have got their own problems. They've been a horrible party until recently. But we have formed a beachhead in the country, in the government, of real reform. And that's what's exciting. So again, there's this paradox of people that have woken up who aren't realists, that don't have any depth or context. The appointees, by and large, of Trump have been excellent and are dismantling the globalist system. Trump's made major mistakes. His DOJ is a disaster. We're critical of that. And I don't just put this out. Every time I put this out, I see comments on X like, oh, he's defending himself for being a, you know, sucking Trump's weenie or whatever. It's not about that. I don't say that to convince you that my position's right. I know my position's right. I'm asking you to be a realist and say, would you rather have Kamala Harris in right now? And do you see all the forces aligned against Trump? This is night and day. And we've been under so many attempted coups and so many stolen elections and so much corruption that most people, including myself, have gotten kind of punch drunk, where here's this huge concerted orchestrated attack on Hegseth, following orders that are legal in my view. But regardless, he followed the orders. If Trump goes with his lawyers and says, flush Hegseth, they're going to turn around and impeach him for war crimes. And people say, oh, just trust Trump. He's trillion D chess. He's really smart. He's 79. He's smarter than me in many ways. But he's got lots of blind spots. And he's admitted in his first term he didn't know what was going on. He knows a lot more now. But he will tell you that he's just learning, because there's so much to learn. There's so much to know. There's so much to understand. All right, Laura Loomer is scheduled to call back in right now with more information on the coup and her sources and what's happening straight ahead. Whatever you do, remember, you're the Paul Revere's. This whole show belongs to you. Take clips out of the show, repost them everywhere, and share the live feeds. That's how we reach new people. You are literally beyond critical. You are the essence of the fight. Share the live feeds now on Real Off Shows on X.
Alex Jones, patriot, A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signing them. You really couldn't tell who they were. And I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went boom. And he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat, then they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed them. We've drawn them out of their rat holes. To do all of this, the Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them, they're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
And Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end, the mugshot, the mugshot, the mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant! All right, in January of this year, 11 months ago, James O'Keefe again and others got undercover footage of the head liaison, the FBI agent that was formerly one of the chief of staff for Hillary, quarterbacking that he was in meetings at the Pentagon with top generals planning a coup against Trump and how they were going to say his actions were illegitimate. CNN, even before that broke, was saying, oh, there's meetings at the Pentagon about what to do about Trump's illegal orders before he's even in office. Then they lie and say all the orders are illegal. They're teeing up a civil war. The Podesta plan. The movies they produced that are predictive programming like Civil War last year. And this year, one battle after another. And so I was already planning to go with this, that they need to take out Hegseth to take control of the Pentagon. They say don't follow illegal orders. That means stage a coup is what they're really saying. Well, you got to take out the Secretary of Defense to do that. And then I saw Laura Loomer, investigative reporter, confidant of the president, with this detailed report on her X account, exclusive, that is dead on. It has a lot of info I didn't know, but the stuff I do know is deadly accurate. So there's few people harping on this, but you've got all these top Obama, Clinton, globalists, dyed-in-the-wool, part of all the previous coups in there with these top generals that are literally part of the family making this move on Hegseth. You see the concerted attacks on Hegseth. So, Laura Loomer, thanks for calling in. I know you're super busy. You've got the floor. You're going to be hosting now. We've got 17 minutes to break to go through this and lay all this out. This is so urgent if they can get Hegseth and also answer my questions. I know you know more about the White House than I do. Trump's totally behind Hegseth, so, but they're clearly trying this new operation. How do they think they're going to manipulate him into that? Don't they know Hegseth was following his orders? So if he removes Hegseth, that by extension says he's guilty, which he's not. But still, they have a full court press to do this ahead of these reports that start coming out in the next few days about the Afghan withdrawal and other things that are so embarrassing. I see this as desperation. What do you see it as?
Well, I see it as desperation, but I also just see it as just another attempt to undermine President Trump, undermine our national security, and again, undermine Pete Hegseth. And I'm going to bring this up again. You know, if you look at my report and you look at the details in my report, I make it very clear. The leaks are coming from inside the Secretary of the Army's office. And so what is the relationship with the Secretary of the Army and individuals on the outside in the fake news media on the left? Well, we know, right? We know that Jake Sullivan and Maggie Goodlander have a very close connection to Army Secretary Dan Driscoll. And I do think that this is something that needs to be examined further. I don't think it's something that should just be ignored, because even Vice President Vance yesterday said that, you know, he posted a tweet and you can probably pull it up on the screen. I think he said, well said, when somebody said, oh, don't forget, the Democrats all oppose Pete Hegseth, and that should really speak volumes. Well, guess who the Democrats didn't oppose? They didn't oppose Dan Driscoll. And you know, I really think that Dan Driscoll is counting on the fact that he's best friends with the vice president as a way to cover his ass and a way to protect him from the activities taking place inside his office against Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And so I'm not saying that the vice president is involved in this, but I do think that Dan Driscoll is probably behaving in a manner that is, I mean, you could say it's quite brazen. Probably because he feels like he has an extra layer of protection given his personal friendship with the vice president. And so I think that people should pay close attention to the statements made by Army Secretary Dan Driscoll since he assumed his position, and just contrast them with the new philosophy of the Department of War. And you'll find that his statements and his behavior and his associations are not only, you know, anti-Trump, but also too, they're very, I would say, much more aligned with the left.
And I want you to go, I'm gonna give me the floor. I want you to go through that, but I want to be clear.
They are with the MAGA movement.
But I want to be clear, Laura. Even before I knew about your report today, and I guess last night, picked up on the Hill, I was seeing all the concerted attacks ahead of his reports coming out. Clearly, the move was there. I was going to say it even without your intel and your sources. So this is so important. I don't think there's any question of what you're saying is going on. So elaborate on all this, and then what do they think is going to happen when they take
it? You probably heard it too. I mean, it's not I think a lot of people, there's a whisper campaign, and even here in the Pentagon, I mean, I've been here at the Pentagon for the last 3 days now for the Pentagon press corps training orientation. And you know, it's a little bit more than a whisper campaign. It's a little bit more than a whisper campaign. And I think that there are pretty clear tensions between the secretaries, and you're not supposed to really have those tensions because it undermines the, you know, it not only serves to undermine Pete Hegseth's authority as the Secretary of War, but it creates a toxic work environment if people are vying for each other's positions as opposed to being focused on supporting the secretary as he's conducting these airstrikes and is, you know, defending himself against just an onslaught of media smears. Every
this
day
is like the
new
Bay of Pigs. They want to sabotage Trump ahead of military action. But even more importantly, it's about undermining him as illegitimate. They can undermine Hegseth as illegitimate. They think they get their coup in there. And you lay it out in your post. They're really worried because Hegseth keeps following orders. And they're going to go after the Sedition 6, all of it. Elaborate on why they're so scared.
Well, I believe that they're scared because look at some of these operatives who participated in the video. I mean, you have Alyssa Slotkin, who's a former CIA officer. You have Mark Kelly. You have Maggie Goodlander, who is in the Navy, the wife of Jake Sullivan. I mean, look at the web. Don't you find it to be kind of bizarre that she marries Jake Sullivan and doesn't take his last name? Well, why do these people intentionally keep their maiden name and not assume their spouse's name? Because they want to hide from the public how they're connected to these deep state actors who are so anti-Trump they had their security clearances revoked, right? I can't emphasize that enough. Maggie Goodlander. This woman is a radical Democrat. She is a Trump hater. She is friends with the Army Secretary. She went to law school with the Army Secretary. She gave a $2,800 max donation to his congressional campaign. So in what world is a radical Democrat, an anti-Trump individual married to Jake Sullivan, one of the most rabidly anti-Trump individuals? He lost his security clearance for his participation in the Russia collusion hoax. In what world are people like that associating with the Army Secretary, who is supposed to be working under Pete Hegseth, right? The ideal MAGA Secretary of War. It's bizarre. And Alex, you've been around as long as I have, longer than I have, and you know that where there's smoke, there's fire. And these associations are not innocent. It's not as simple as saying, oh, well, you know, I really like them. They're a nice person. If you choose to be friends with and associate with people who, you know, manufactured a coup, manufactured so much social consternation and tension in our country to tear the fabric of our country apart for the last 10 years, right? People were killed. People died in acts of political violence. The president was almost assassinated. If you choose to be friends with people like this, I seriously question your moral character.
Well, I totally agree with you. And just to be clear, these are A-team members of Obama and Biden and all the rest of them. You see the full court press demonizing Hegseth and Trump right now, and Trump's got millions of employees under him. He doesn't understand this, just like when we exposed Fiona Hill and others and got them fired and they got so upset. This is exactly what we need to be doing right now. And it's all part of this deep state takeover. It's like Todd Blanche and the rest of them, you know, killing all these indictments and things. This is really the crux of the problem. Laura Loomer, if they were successful removing Hegseth, that would then just visually indict Trump for what they're claiming, this being a war crime. This would be political
suicide.
Yeah,
but it would also turn control of the Department of War over to a hostile actor. And then they would be able to defy, possibly. I mean, hypothetically speaking, if you have somebody who is anti-Trump who ends up becoming the new, you know, Secretary of War, maybe they haven't been as vocal in their views opposing President Trump as some people on the left, but deep down they have this.
Oh, they're sleeper cells.
They're sleeper cells. Exactly. That's the perfect word. They're essentially sleeper cells. And we know that there's so many sleeper cells in all agencies, especially at the Department of War. Then that paves the way for them to refuse to carry out the president's agenda. So the president has talked about perhaps implementing the Insurrection Act to get a control over these illegal aliens, the riots, Antifa, the Muslim Brotherhood, this red-green alliance, this axis that we've seen that is more united than ever before to undermine our Constitution and to undermine our way of life here in the United States. And that would prevent President Trump from, you know, using the military to carry out his agenda, using the National Guard to carry out his agenda.
So let me stop you. Let me stop you.
And that's ultimately what they want.
Yeah, this is not your opinion. This is not my opinion. CNN, MSNBC, 70s president-elect, this was the plan, undermine the military, have the brass stand up, when the left burns down cities and pushes insurrection, which they've been doing, and then give them a ticket for civil war, and then they, in the film, which is a model of the Podesta plan, civil war, the military joins with the Democrats, with the Western Alliance, which is now Governor Newsom's calling it a Western Alliance, they march on D.C. and kill a Trumpian figure in the White House. So this is literally their blueprint. That's how important this is. This is so key. They're actually trying it. Laura Loomer, what do we need to do to stop this?
Well, I think everybody needs to support Pete Hegseth, and they need to push back on the propaganda. And notice too, they're using this walkout. It's very coordinated. All of the hit pieces on Pete Hegseth, all of the attacks on the White House, all of the attacks on President Trump. It's not a coincidence that it's happening at the same time that they're trying to say President Trump and Pete Hegseth have killed free press in America as we know it. Free press in the West is dead as we know it, because they didn't want to sign a piece of paper that said you're not allowed to solicit classified information inside the Pentagon. Okay. And so it's very coordinated. They're trying to program people. And I'm going to say program because it really is a form of psychological warfare when you think about it. And a lot of these people, that's what they specialize in. They specialize in information warfare, psychological warfare. It's a psychological mind game. They're pushing propaganda and trying to manipulate people into truly believing they are occupied by a king, right? They are living under a king. They staged their No Kings protest. They were chanting 8647 when nobody picked up a gun and shot the president, right? They moved on to other people, right? The radical left took out Charlie Kirk. They're trying to target other conservative commentators. There's been an increase in violent attacks against conservatives, right? People have gone to jail for threatening me over the last few weeks. People just, you know, got arrested for trying to kill Matt Walsh and his wife, Benny Johnson, you name it. They are trying to create a violent environment. So like you said, right, it can pave the way for potentially civil war. I have to go to my next interview now. I'm here inside. We're interviewing officials. But I think people really need to take this seriously, Alex, because, you know, the propaganda works hand in hand with the incitement of political violence. And eventually it's going to explode into a situation that is not really containable.
Well said. Well, I'm really glad that you've shot this out there. I know you talked to Trump quite a bit. We're able to get him information as well. What are you going to be saying to President Trump when you talk to him next about the situation?
Well, I would just tell President Trump that, in my opinion, you know, I think Pete Hegseth is doing, I think he's following orders. His job is to follow the orders of the president. And so ultimately, what Secretary of War Hegseth is doing is he's implementing the president's own commands and his own desires. And so I think that there needs to be more accountability for people working inside the administration that collude with people who have had their security clearances revoked. If you're working inside the Trump administration and you're working for a secretary, or you are a secretary yourself, and you are found to be colluding with people like Jake Sullivan or any of the seditious six, there should be consequences. And unfortunately, we have a massive vetting crisis in this administration. And as you said, you described it perfectly. There are a lot of sleeper cells, not just at the Pentagon. There's sleeper cells at DHS. There's sleeper cells at the State Department. There's sleeper cells all over. People who are embedded within, right? Some of these people are political. Some of these people are careers, and they are undermining the president's agenda, serving as spies for the, you know, former administration officials, and serving as sources for the mainstream media so that they can coordinate their hit pieces against President Trump and his officials.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, Trump likes Hegseth, and he knows Hegseth soon when he's told.
No, he likes him. But ultimately, it comes down to President Trump. I mean, look, I think that President Trump, more so now, if we were in his first term, it'd probably be a different situation. But I think the president is so familiar and well-seasoned with fake news attacks, and he's seen so many of his top officials and some of his, you know, biggest loyalists get taken out by the fake news media, that I don't think that these reports faze the president, right? And when we've seen it happen multiple times over the last couple of weeks, where he's had Caroline Leavitt bring these officials into the Oval Office for photo ops so that they can mock the fake news media and say, yes, President Trump wants these people fired so badly that, you know, he's sitting here in the Oval Office with them, telling them what a great job they're doing. So I think that people really need to be on alert for the side effects of this programming. I know that your audience, your viewers are, you know, pretty in tune with what you call the information war, info wars, right? You're all about it. But so many people in America are going to fall victim to this. And I call it psychological warfare, because they're deliberately lying. They know they're lying. They're using, emotional and salacious talking points to, cause like a visceral reaction, a very emotional reaction, sometimes a violent reaction from their radical left audience that they're appealing to. And people need to do what they can to protect themselves from, you know, being victimized by this propaganda.
Loomer.com, on X at Laura Loomer. You are dead on here. Your report is so important, and we will continue to track this as it unfolds. But the knives are out for Pete Hegseth, and Trump needs to know that means the knives are out for him. If he lets that domino fall, he's next. We'll be facing impeachment hearings for war crimes, which are clearly not war crimes. Absolutely yeah. Insane. We'll be watching this as it unfolds, and please come on for a full interview soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. All right, I just spent most of the last hour and 26 minutes of the live show on this. I'm going to move on from it now. But this is the system trying to get control yet again. They got to remove Hegseth. They got to get control of the Pentagon. They're already trying to discredit ahead of time anything Trump does with the Pentagon, because he's got control of it partially. So the best thing they can do is get control of it themselves. This is no-brainer stuff. This is not an opinion. This is another coup. This is the stay-behind networks, the sleeper cells, whatever you want to call it. This is a key thing. I know it's not what the other talk shows are talking about. I know it's not the big story right now. We're not about whatever the big story is. We spotlight what the key intel is, and we're right over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right. I want to look at the upcoming strikes on Venezuela, Colombia, and others. And you can debate all day whether or not it's a good idea. Trump has the authority to do it. It's in our hemisphere. They're working with the Democrats. They've been caught. It's a very aggressive move of Trump. But then that ties into Russia, which is the big war that threatens all our lives and could bankrupt us. And we knew that NATO and the EU would try to sabotage it again, and they've done just that. So the first thing I want to cover is Putin's statement on this and more. Then we got new developments on the shooter of the National Guard before Thanksgiving. Just like I said, being compromised, being blackmailed, by deep state groups. Mainstream news. Suspect may have been blackmailed before National Guard attack. Also, Trump on the economy. His actions are great. His rhetoric's terrible. I'm going to get into that. Big developments on that front and so much more today. We'll also look at the incredible tyranny enveloping Canada. And when I say incredible, it's Orwellian. You're like, oh, who cares? That's another country. No, that's what the globalists want for us. So they're just a few years ahead of us. That's coming up, too. Stay with us. My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're either saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. that you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not gonna give up, I'm gonna go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So do the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street. And I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no, and then some panty-waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope, I'd hang them up behind a little swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Where you been? That's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Now I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a man. but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side.
Got a Hellfire missile waiting on the other side.
So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but a darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. I got a way to...
Cool part of my job is I get to know a lot of interesting people that fight tyranny, like Charlie Daniels. Came on the show multiple times, big listener, big patriot. Produced a movie about Agenda 21, Behold a Pale Horse, 20 years ago. He's gone now, but his great music and everything he did lives on. If you almost want to live by the law of the jungle, well, we're the lions. All right, let me just boil it down to this and get into the news here for you. Here's the bottom line. Since really the 70s when they got rid of Nixon, and Nixon had his issues, but he was really the president and meant well, made a lot of good decisions, some bad. It's all been declassified. The CIA removed him because they wanted to be in charge. But we really, after Kennedy got killed and Nixon got removed, the deep state was in charge. And so the Republican leadership at the top would just share power. They all intermarry together. It was all staged. Uniparty. That's why I said the left-right paradigm's false. I coined that term, the false left-right paradigm. Look it up. I coined it. Like 29 years ago. It's picked up at university text now, you name it. People go, well, wait a minute. Now you're saying we're Republicans. Now you're saying we're right wing. Back then, it was totally controlled, and all these terms mean nothing. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. He'd be an ultra right winger today. Terms change. Liberal used to mean less taxes and more guns and more property and more freedom. Liberal now means communism and cutting your son's wiener off. Means transhumanism. But there really wasn't two parties to speak of until Ron Paul and the Tea Party and everything you and I did together to try to reform the Democrat and Republican parties. And it turned out we were able to reform because it was Christians and others, the Republican Party partially. It isn't perfect, but it's day and night compared to the Democrats now. And they're just digging in, getting more communist, more satanic, more globalist every day. And so now, despite all their fraud and all their intimidation and all their scams and all the intelligence agencies attacking us and Trump supporters, we don't just have a beachhead now. We have a major invasion point taking the country back. And it's happening all over the world. It's the fourth turning. The revolutionary age is here. It cycles. We're coming out of the weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. We're at the end of the weak men make bad times. That's a fact. There's no Rand Corporation or no Defense Department think tank. No one disagrees. You can see it for yourself. We're here. So the tyrant's trying to hold on by their fingernails, and all this desperate crap they're doing can only make things worse and only slow down what's going to happen, but in the end, make it worse for them. Well, I'm not a vengeful person. I don't want to make it worse for them because it also makes it worse for everybody else. I wish they'd just go away, but they're not doing that. But they are swimming against the tide. They are on the wrong side of history. So, without going into an hour-long diatribe, it is not my opinion. We have Victoria Nuland, George Soros, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Ursula von der Leyen, you want me to go on for an hour? I can list their names. Herman von Rompuy, back when he was in. all saying for 20 years, we're going to stage a takeover of Ukraine. We're going to push weapons up to Russia's border. We're going to put hypersonic missiles that are nuclear capable on their border. And then when the Russians, because they got invaded by the Nazis there in 42 in Barbarossa, we believe the Russians, when they invade, will be able to then have a big conflict that lasts decades. It'll finally bankrupt Russia. We don't believe it'll go nuclear, they said. And then we'll fix our demographic problem and our money problem by absorbing Russia, the richest country, natural resources-wise, in the world, and the biggest geographically. And you can have the defense ministers and the economic ministers of all the main EU countries, France, Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands, the UK, they've all said it. See, actually, read what they treat you like you're idiots. They write reports, they admit it all, and I'm like reading their plan. Oh, they're going to release a virus, probably respiratory out of China, 6 feet apart, lock down the sports clubs, and then bring out a vaccine that erases your immune system. And everybody wondered how I predicted it. I was reading the CIA declassified Operation Lockstep report, 2010. That's my frustration, because for some reason, it's always the 30-second clip that gets 100 million views, not me spending 5 minutes showing the document. So they go, how do you know that? Oh, he's one of them, or oh, he's God, he's Nostradamus. No, they tell you. So they started saying 20 years ago, even before that, 25 years ago, we're going to use Ukraine or Romania and maybe Poland, if they can get Belarus involved, to start this kinetic war with the Russians. And I can play you the clips I have many times of Soros, you know, 7-8 years ago with Fariz Zakaria CNN. Well, I'm actually the Tsar of Russia, and I'm going to bring down Russia, and we did overthrow their government in Ukraine, and we are luring Putin into a war. And Putin knew he was going into a NATO bushwhack with all those weapons there. Trump thought it was a deterrent that he gave him tens of thousands of anti-tank, anti-aircraft missiles, thinking it would deter Russia. But then when Biden got in, they accelerated the attacks on Russia, so Russia said, screw it, we're going in. So it's not that I lionize Russia. I just know the facts. You know, Germany has basically a complete collapse in energy and manufacturing. They're saying, I have the reports right here, that Germany is in the worst economic position it's been since the end of World War II. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Germany was in World War II. Look at this. It wasn't Russia blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. The globalists want to collapse you. And then under the tyranny of not having food and energy, they want to then organize you into a paramilitary force through the crisis, like the Versailles Treaty was meant under austerity with the Germans, to then get them to form into a fascist organization. Germany in free fall as industry warns of worst crisis as World War II. The Russians didn't do that. The carbon taxes, the blowing up Nord Stream did. And they've already brought back conscription in all the major EU countries. They're now conscripting women. And the EU that is collapsing from demographic collapse and debt, not the Russians. Geez, I wish we could blame the Russians. That'd be easy. No, it's the unelected EU bureaucracy. It's a dictatorship. 1956, Treaty of Rome. And they say our business model is war with Russia, and then they want to drag us in to what they predict is a 20 to 30 year war with the Russians. That is cuckoo town. So Putin said it months ago, and he said it weeks ago, and I said it too. Oh, Ukraine's ready for a deal. NATO's ready. Then they say, NATO will occupy, all the land's given back, you have to give us trillions of dollars, Russia's the bad guy, and they go, no. So they already have a deal with Trump that's a very good deal for Ukraine. And here's the thing. Ukraine's losing. NATO's losing. NATO couldn't come up with 250,000 troops. NATO couldn't come up with the $500 billion. They couldn't come up with it. All they're trying to do is wait Trump out and suck us into this, just like World War I and World War II. But this time, we'll be against the Russians, and they have three times the nuclear weapons of us. This is a suicide pact. Meanwhile, the Russians accepted Trump's deal to give preferential treatment to all U.S. companies for their rare earth minerals and everything else they've got. And let me tell you, they got triple what Africa's got. Triple. Africa is the second richest. It's a continent, but Russia's bigger than Africa. It's part of multiple continents, but it's the big, giant, juicy. And Trump isn't a warmonger. He's like, hey, let's develop and go to space and make a bunch of money. The Russians are like, yeah, we want that. You know, the Russians weren't communists till British intelligence overthrew the czars in 1917. They're not the communists you're told they are, you know, now. It's total horse crap. Trump's like, make money, not war. A play on make love, not war. But they don't intend to let that happen. Because with the resources of Russia and its geographic control of Europe and Asia and the Middle East, with U.S. power in our hemisphere, global domination without any weapons through economic, cultural, scientific power. The Carnegie Foundation in the 20s said the ultimate power combination would be the U.S. and Russia with Germany allied. That's why they always try to split the three. And who's right there always in the middle of it? The British Empire. Not the British people. Hell, I'm Welsh. My last name's Jones, folks. I'm not an Anglophile, but let me tell you, in my genetic history, it's prestigious, you know, in those isles. I mean, if you say I'm anything, I'm a Gaelic, a Welsh, Englishman. They're not the bad guys. They were powerful culture that elites moved into with the fall of Rome and the black nobility and set up shop there in Scotland and in England, in London, and that's the modern system. So this is the reality of what we're dealing with. And I know if you're a new listener, you hear all these terms and it sounds, you don't know what it is. People say, oh, that guy just spouts stuff. But people that have a brain, they just write down what I say. Everything I say, just search it. Just every line, every term, everything I say, every four or five words, you spend a lifetime learning about it. I want prosperity. I want interstellar travel. I want freedom. I want unlimited expansion. We have unlimited resources. This barbarian crap has to end. But we can't lower our defenses for some globalist peace deal while the UN has a world army and enslaves us. We have to be peace through strength. But intellectually, win the fight with the truth and end all this garbage, or we're done. Russia has said, we don't need Ukraine. We don't want Ukraine, except it's the main invasion point into Russia. No NATO deal. That's why we invaded. Pull out. They go, no, we want NATO entry. We want a NATO army. And Russia says, no. So here's Vladimir Putin speaking on the subject today.
Thirdly, they have no peace agenda. They are warmongers. Even when they are trying, allegedly, to introduce some changes, some adjustments to the President Trump's proposal, all these changes have only one goal in mind. They are aimed at blocking and putting to a halt this peace process. They are trying to make demands that are unacceptable for Russia, and they understand this, and then later they would try to blame Russia, accuse Russia of stopping this peace process. This is their objectives, and we can clearly see that. That's why, well, if they want to go back to the reality, considering the reality on the ground, then they are welcome. We are not against this.
So that's what's going on. Washington and Moscow failed to make progress towards peace. Ukraine territorial issues remain despite constructive meeting. But it doesn't matter because Russia could have already taken the whole country, but they don't want to precipitate a full NATO invasion. Instead, they're just creeping along, taking it over. Zelensky meeting with U.S. envoy canceled after no real progress in five-hour Moscow talks. Because Zelensky is a puppet and has no real authority to make any of these decisions. So it's not Russia cutting off the energy and power of Europe. It's the globalist. All right, let's go to Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency, lawyer, does great work with General Flynn. I appreciate him joining us from the road. I wanted to get his take on Laura Loomer, whose intel I've matched with mine, on a Secretary of Army deep state coup trying to drive Hegseth out. And that will implicate Trump claiming it's a war crime blowing up these boats. I know Trump's backing Hegseth, but they're definitely making their move. This is a big deal. Ivan Raiklin, give us your expert take on this.
Yeah, so I think a few months ago, back in June, right after Driscoll, Secretary of the Army, was confirmed, you can see that he immediately on Fort Myers started, he made a post where he was actually running with Yevgeny Vindman, the treasonous congressman. Remember, he was one of the two traitor twins that was behind the fake Ukraine whistle call impeachment hoax. And so that was definitely a faux pas. I mean, first off, I would have thought, you know, maybe this guy's just like a 16-year-old neophyte being run by the deep state and he didn't have a clue. But when he deleted it and kind of like fled for the hills, if you will, there was something more suspect to it than that. And then yesterday, Laura Loomer, now that she has press credentials in the Pentagon, I think she's probably in a better position to start to expose who's undermining President Trump and by extension, who's undermining his Secretary of War pick, Pete Hegseth. And I sent your producers the actual deleted tweet that was out there. It might be something worth looking at.
Well, I mean, this is beyond critical. You see the whole giant push when he was even president-elect that he's illegitimate, the National Guard's illegitimate, they deserve to get killed, they shouldn't be on the streets. All of it's obviously been proven to be constitutional. You see the push that you can't blow up these drug boats. You see the push you can't strike Venezuela. It's to discredit Trump. And then going after Hegseth right as his report's set to come out about the Afghan withdrawal and all this, and they've also got Signalgate about to come out. It's all clearly coordinated. If they can get control of the Pentagon, then they're green lit for their main move against Trump, which will signal for the left to do their national uprisings. Then when Trump tries to call the military, the leadership will say no, and then we're set up.
Right. Not only are they stopping at not trying to block accountability for all the transgressions of the Austin years, like you're saying, they're going above and beyond. And at the end of the day, I mean, what stops them from doing it? So far, the first Trump administration, there was no accountability. So far, almost a year into it, there's been no accountability. So at this point in time, if I was talking to President Trump, he's got to look himself in the mirror and decide for himself, is he going to be a domestically wartime president? Because we are at the apex of the 1770s meets 1860s meets 1960s, and they're trying to escalate that on steroids. The fastest and quickest way to do that is you have to bring in people that have already proven up and rejected the tyranny of the last 4 years. Bring them into senior level positions so that they are ready, willing, and able to destroy this communist takeover of the United States of America.
And that's key at administrative level, and we pointed that out. But like General Flynn said last Wednesday, the coup is live. Trump needs to address the nation so people know where all this is coming from.
Right, and he needs to be flanked by those members of the administration that are not playing ball if he's going to keep them in place. I mean, I know one thing. He's like, oh, Kash Patel's doing great. Pam Bondi's doing great over on Fox News. Well, if you're going to keep them, Mr. President, why don't you have them flank you and address exactly what their responsibilities and roles are to the American people in order to support the mandate that we
gave. That's right. We need to see public loyalty pledges, because this is all about not being loyal to the president and who the voters voted for.
Exactly. Absolutely. Because that way he can directly speak to the people. He can't do this by himself. And neither can some of the good gems in the administration. This has to be done in lockstep or locking arms with American people and in a transparent way. Because
he needs to remove the Secretary of the Army, who's a big globalist. I mean, right there. I mean, Trump has to know, though, if he lets them get Hegseth, that is just a door to get him. Obviously, he's not going to do that. So why do you think they're trying this so desperately?
I mean, the biggest part of the budget is the Pentagon's budget. So therein, you can hide, black budget, et cetera, to be able to continue to fund the deep state through those mechanisms. And that's essentially a power grab for that. And the Secretary of War has an outsized influence, obviously, particularly at a time when one of the oversight committee chairmen over in the Senate, the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense, or I guess war at this point, is headed up by comatose, barely alive with the pulse, Mitch McConnell. And so I'm sure there's some of that tug and war going on. And I would guess that maybe Mitch McConnell and his staff and maybe some senators could be behind the removal of Pete Hegseth, similar to how it was done early on when they were trying to remove him for.
Well, that's right. They already had both the top Republican senators now came out against Hegseth today. Trump has to know that's an attack on him.
Which two? Because if depending on who they were, I'll provide extra analysis.
I'll pull it up right now. I'll keep going.
Because if it's Tom Cotton or Joni Ernst, those two were vying for the Secretary of War position early on before Pete Hegseth was appointed. So they may be kind of reigniting their desire to take over that position as they try to blame Driscoll for conducting the coup. Maybe Driscoll is conducting an undermining Pete Hegseth on behalf of one or both of those senators.
Yeah, I've got the names right here. The Republican chairman of the Senate and House Armed Services Committee are both demanding audio and video of the incident. Say they're going to investigate Hegseth. Tom Tillis.
Tom Tillis is retiring. He's definitely been a thorn in MAGA and America First side because he was the one behind blocking Ed Martin from becoming the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia in order to protect the J6 quote-unquote insurrection narrative, meaning covering up the Fed insurrection. So this guy is not a new deep state actor. And then the other one is, I think it's, who's the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman? Is it Risch?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll have to take a look at that. This is his first time kind of popping his head up. I'll have to take a look and do more detailed analysis.
The point is they're making their move right now because they need control of the Pentagon because they've got something planned, as the CIA told Jesse Waters last week. They've got something planned really nasty, which is a false flag, obviously.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think the only institution right now that the president has in under his control culturally much more than, say, the DOJ is the Department of War. And many of those that remained, as holdovers over the last 4 years would probably be willing to implement, to stop the lawlessness throughout this country. And that's why they want to regain control. It's similar to how John Bolton did the suckers and losers play through
Atlantic. Stay there. Five more minutes with us. I know you're in an airport, but I want to come back in 2 minutes. Yeah, I mean, they brought us here. They're doing it. They're the ones that want martial law, not us. But in response to them, we have martial law. Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big, but I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been, and back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free, that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Hustlers Network. It's the same shopping cart on the app, your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.